And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano.
And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup.
Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Back hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090. Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to Fisherman's Landing, where the searcher, like feet away from where the searcher parks when they're in right now. And we have Captain Art Saylor from the searcher talking some great fishing here. And, boy, great time to go fishing.
Yeah, you're not kidding with this great opportunity. We've got a really nice stretch of weather coming on our way. Fish are biting. Life is good right now. And, boy, we're having a good time here on Let's Talk Hookup. And if you want to join us in the second hour, we sure'd like to hear from you. 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. Again, 213-432-1090 is how you call us. Or you can text the show. We've had a lot of great texts. We're going to be reading a lot more here in the second hour. That text option, again, only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download, easy to find, and really the best way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, for sure. Now, Art, you got an answer from the boss.
Yes, so there's no expiration date on searcher bucks.
So when you buy searcher bucks, they're good for...
There's no expiration. Yeah.
As long as the searcher's running,
yeah,
it's which is going to be a long time to come.
Certainly.
Yeah, and that's great news. So searcher bucks, once again, though, like we're giving away $100 worth
today,
they are good for anything searcher related.
Yeah, you can put it towards your trip. You can put it towards your galley tab. But if you're buying a hat, a T-shirt, and a sweatshirt on board, then your tackle tab, anything like that,
everything.
Searcher bucks covers it.
Not tips, though.
No, not gratuities.
Yeah, not gratuities, yeah.
Here, Mikey, I got you $40 in searcher bucks.
Wait a minute, I work on the searcher.
Yeah, that doesn't work. Yeah, but and it comes in the form of a car? Do you have to use it all at once? How does it work?
It's like a gift card.
It's like a gift card. So you don't have to use it all at once. If you buy $100 worth, you can spend $40. You have $60
bucks
left.
Yeah, just let Celia know, where you want your searcher bucks to go to.
Okay. All right.
It's great.
That works. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's a great idea. And like one caller earlier said, just start buying searcher bucks and then put it toward a trip for the future, right?
Why not? Yeah.
Yeah. And then you want to gift a friend. You have a great friend or a relative
like
or something like that.
It's a gift certificate.
It's a gift certificate. Yeah. But it's good for anything searcher related.
That's right.
Yeah. Fantastic. All right. Well, phones are packed up there. They want to talk to Captain Art, so let's jump into it.
Sounds good to me, man. Our first guy up, Don, calling us from Woodland Hills, is up next. Don, good morning, buddy.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Captain Art, always a pleasure speaking with you, especially about a beautiful boat like the Searcher.
Well, thank you, Don.
So my question for you, Art, is, one, how did you get yourself into the fishing business, and how did you get yourself on the Searcher? And to be owner?
I started out really young. I think I was 12 when we first moved to San Diego. First couple friends I made drug me out on a half-day boat out of Islandia Sport Fishing. It was the Mission Queen back then.
Whoa.
And that started it. And, I was, enthralled with the ocean and enthralled with boats. And so, during junior high and high school, before we drove, we'd ride our bikes down to the docks, and we'd meet the boats when they came in, and we'd help the crew scrub and vacuum the wheelhouse and get a few bucks in our pocket, and that was it. And then on the weekends, we'd pinhead and go out and help the crew. So that was the start of it. 12 or 13.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Early 70s.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you grew up right here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Point Loma.
In Point Loma.
Yeah.
You grew up in Point Loma.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah. OB in Point Loma.
Yeah.
And then I got my license after working for Bill Poole on the Royal Polaris and got an offer to go to work as the second captain for Frank Lopresti and Al Rich on the Searcher back in the late 70s. So I spent a couple years on the Searcher. And then 1982 rolled around, and a spot opened to start operating the Searcher, and I went into it, hoping to become an owner. And so Frank Lopresti gave me the opportunity to start operating the boat in the fall of 1982, and we entered into a lease purchase deal in 1984, and here I am, 39 years later.
And when did you become the full owner of the Searcher?
Well, it was a lease purchase deal in 18, so probably 1986.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
1986.
What was it like back in the day when you were a young man working for Captain Bill Poole?
You know, he was kind of the, larger-than-life guy,
yeah.
Kind of awestruck. Just his swagger and mm-hmm. his presence and his knowledge and his business sense and mm-hmm. how do you treat people and his attention to detail. But, more, it was just his presence.
Yeah.
Bill Poole was... He was the man.
Yeah.
He was the guy.
He
knew how to fish, and he knew how to maintain a boat, and he knew how to treat people.
Yeah.
And God, what a great mentor that man was.
It's so an amazing
much
human being.
Yeah.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's just like from the day first, and there's so many stories like yours.
Yes.
That he helped
other
like
people
mentor.
in the industry. Yeah.
Yeah,
there's several of us within the fleet that owe a debt of gratitude to
yeah.
Bill Poole because he set us up.
Yeah,
and he was looking to the future, that he wanted people that were like-minded and had potential to get involved with boats and helped us. Get started in the business, and Frank Lopresti is still doing the same sort of thing that Bill did, and I owe a huge debt of gratitude to Frank Lopresti. I had nothing when, I had a few pieces of furniture and a little Toyota station wagon, and he said, "Hey, do you want to buy the Searcher?" It was like, "Sure, I got nothing to lose."
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
1982. How old were you?
26.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's a great story. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
Bill Poole, what a man.
What a man. Oh, Bill Poole, Frank Lopresti. I mean, those
yep,
guys.
Both of them.
I mean,
yeah.
Both built.
And Frank's still doing the same sort of thing, to this day.
Yeah, both amazing men at their age, too. Bill was, in his 80s
yep.
when he finally, and he was going full speed right to the end.
Yeah, he'd be 100 years old, and he'd still be in that office at 8 o'clock in the morning. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, same with Frank, though. Frank's, mid to late 70s, and he's still going strong.
Yeah, and I'm not quite. He's just driven.
That's just driven, Frank. Yeah,
it's
his life.
He'll be down here, if God willing, if he's still alive, he'll still be walking the dock when he's 90, wondering, how the fishing was.
How many did we get out with on the three-quarter day this morning?
Yeah,
how many did they catch on the Shogun this afternoon?
That's
like,
right.
Just checking in.
Yeah.
No, it's a passion.
Yeah.
He's the best.
Definitely. Hey, great question there, Don. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Let's jump right back into him. Carl from Woodside is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hey, Carl. Looks like Carl might have dropped off, so how about we try Doug? Doug's calling us from Montebello. Doug, you still hanging in there with us this morning?
Yeah. I was wondering about all these boats. How many of them are converted, like commercial boats or war boats? Any of them will still now.
Wow. Well, the Pacific Queen and the Ranger 85 come to mind, as former PT boats. The Malahini is a former PT boat, but there's not a lot of them, left. Yeah. Yeah, and, most of the fleet that's in operation right now were built specifically for sport fishing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Interesting text, and This is the great treble hook dilemma. Will treble hooks work on a flat fall? That's from Charles in Montebello. Your thoughts, Art?
You know, they would. But, you know, the whole thing about flat falls now is, you know, swapping your hooks out for bigger, stronger hooks. And so they would work. But, and, you know, I mean, think about Colt Snipers. Colt Snipers have a treble hook on them.
Right.
And that, yeah, they'll work, but I don't think it's preferred because it's a smaller hook. And, you know, tuna, they have a soft mouth, you know, when you get them inside, if you hook them inside the mouth instead of in the jawbone, you know. So there's a chance of, with a heavy fish like that, with a tight drag, that you're going to pull your hook out with a smaller hook like that. So
you see it in the tackle store, Rick?
We've seen with flat fall rigging, we have seen everything you could imagine, from one big single hook to assist hooks to, man, screwing and gluing hooks to the top and the bottom and the sides and everything else, and seeing guys bridling a circle hook to the top of them. I mean, we have seen everything, and with good fishing, we've seen everything work and plenty of things not work, too, but day in and day out, our preferred rigging, which really just comes from our relationship with Art and all the boats. You know, we're very lucky that we get to talk to Totter after a trip, and we get to talk to Gavin after a trip, and we get to talk to Frank after a trip, or whoever it may be. And our consensus, our favorite way of rigging a flat fall is just an ultra heavy duty version of how it comes stock. You know, that lure comes stock with two assist hooks hanging from the bottom. Our favorite method is just to replicate that with a much heavier duty version, whether it's a Gamakatsu assist hook, you know, or whatever brand you like, ultra heavy cord, ultra heavy hook, but that same style
on the bottom.
Two swinging assist hooks on the bottom. That's our favorite.
Okay, mm-hmm. If you do use a treble hook, and I've seen it many times, and to much success,
sure.
Too, make sure you use a heavy duty treble hook, right,
yeah.
With a heavy duty ring. Because
mm-hmm.
You're not going to put like a regular treble hook on them. It's like you need that big, heavy-duty, four extra strong treble hook.
Totally.
Yeah,
yep.
I wish the manufacturers would just start out that way that we don't have to change all our hooks, you know. It would be just food for thought. Maybe put a stronger ring and a stronger hook
start with.
Maybe
novel concept.
Maybe add a little to the price. I don't think that's an issue.
Yeah. Well, and that's why, you know, Sea Falcon, which is one of our sponsors here, associated with Gamakatsu, they come unrigged, so you can put the hooks that you want on there, which is another concept, too.
True.
Yeah.
Flat Fall always said, you know, because we gave them the hardest time about it, too. We couldn't agree more. I mean, I can't tell you the amount of time and effort we put into rigging those things. And they said, well, it's your guys' damn fault. These things were made to catch snapper and grouper.
Yeah.
It's a bottom fish lure.
Right.
You know, that they never intended guys to, you know. And so they made this jig basically to catch an East Coast version of rockfish. You know,
right.
That was the original intent of a flat fall. Maybe yellow.
Started in Japan.
Like
it's catching rockfish.
Butterfly lure, right?
Yeah,
the
exactly.
Whole butterfly thing.
And then, here we go, you know, in typical our fishery, which is the only one we care about, you know, like we have a lure that's 3.5 inches long. We want to catch a 250-pound, you know, tuna on it with super heavy drag and all spectra. And, you know, like, come on, man. Why are your hooks not holding up? What's wrong with you guys?
All right. Good question, though. Thanks for the text.
Totally.
That.
Hey, let's jump back into the phones and talk to Michael, who's calling us from Point Loma this morning. Good morning, Michael. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. Hello, Al.
Good morning.
I have a question about the I'm just wondering if you have any information about the warm water that moved in this week. Do you see any changes in that pattern in the future?
Well, that's a great question. You know, it's all about, you know, we get this huge full moon, and we had, you know, last week and the weekend before that, we had a bunch of heavy wind that probably rolled things over, and now we have a period of calm weather. So when things get calm, then sea surface temperatures just go up because there's not a whole lot of water movement. You don't have wind that's rolling things so far. And you get, you know, with heavy wind offshore, then you get a groundswell. And so that rolls things over. So I think, you know, it's probably in direct relation to the fact that we've had kind of sort of calm weather here for the last week. And so you get a solar warming. Mm-hmm. And I don't know of any other reason for that. I wouldn't say that there's, you know, a big south current or something like that that's pushing warmer water up. I think that one of the boats in the fleet that's heading down on a on an eight-day trip yesterday had 62 to 63-degree water clinging with not very much life in it for miles, miles and miles and miles all day, so 120 miles of 62 to 63-degree water. Uh-huh. So I think it's just a, it's probably a solar thing that's happening.
Sure. But deep down where you, the bluefin are living, it hasn't changed.
It hasn't changed a whole lot,
yeah.
No.
Are you seeing a lot of bait? I mean, when you go out there, you, sometimes you see these massive bait balls. Are you seeing a lot of sign of bait?
I think there's a lot of bait, yes. Yeah. There's a lot of anchovy and sardine and probably small mackerel out there, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's what's holding the fish, right?
It's all about food source.
Yeah.
You know, tuna, they have to eat.
Yeah.
You know, they burn
constantly.
So much. Constantly. They got to eat. So it's all about a food source. So
yeah.
Yep.
All right. Very good. Hey, good question. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, with that said, we're going to find out what's going on the water from your saltwater guide. Captain Dave Hansen is on the line, sponsored by Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hooks. They have been a top choice for tuna fishing from the Nautilus Lite, the regular Nautilus, and that new Nautilus HD. Having the ability to choose the right size circle hook and the right gauge wire can be critical. And with Gamakatsu Nautilus, that hook, that you're going to have the choice and confidence that you're getting the right hook for the right job. Big fish, light line, small bait, big baits, whatever. Stock up on Gamakatsu Nautilus hooks at your favorite tackle store. And let's talk to the man, Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. Our fishhook.com reporter is standing by. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Art, Rick, Pete. How you guys doing today? Thanks for having me on the show.
Thanks
always
for joining
a good
us.
Show when always a good show when Art's in there. It's fun to listen to him.
Thank you.
Okay,
good
gang.
Morning.
So, good morning, Art. So here's the deal. The weather starting tomorrow is going to be absolutely gorgeous for a week, they're saying. Now, there are fish all over the place. We've just not had consistent weather except for that bluefin bite, which is just, you can't even, it's incomprehensible how good it is. Then the wind blows like crazy and they still bite. It doesn't matter. And there's yellowtail under the kelp paddies offshore. There's so much to do, but it's been weather, 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 and now it looks like the door's going to open. The weather's going to be beautiful. Over at Clemente, there's very, very good sign of yellowtail, and there's lots of that bigger fish. The average fish is 15 pounds, which is a big fish for Clemente, and they're catching lots of 25 and 30-pound fish when they do have decent weather and they do have current. Over at Catalina, on the front side, they saw a sprinkling of that smaller grade yellowtail up and down the front side mixed in with some barracuda. Still some pretty good bonita fish in that 2 to 3 pound bonitas all over on the front side of the island, but it's all been about the weather. Pete and Rick, you know that we've been talking about weather on and off here for the last couple months, but now it looks like they're finally going to open the door. I listened to Brian talk a little bit about that calico bass trying to bite in the Dana Point area, and that's all about that weather. The kelp has come back phenomenal. There's great kelp up and down the coast now from Santa Monica Bay all the way down to the border. That kelp at La Jolla and Point Loma has come back. Gangbusters. I mean, whenever they have anchovies in the mix down there, you watch the half day and three quarter day boats down there in San Diego go catch a couple hundred calico bass. You know, they throw back 60-70% of them, but that's good fishing. And then that Coronado stuff, there's lots of yellowtail down there on the lower end of the Coronados. There's fish all over the place, and I think you're going to see some phenomenal fishing here this week up and down the coast with this beautiful weather we got. So all I can tell you, gang, is if you don't have a trip booked yet, you better get booked quick because everybody's full. Everyone I talk to, they're just booking, booking, booking people. Everybody wants to go fishing, and now that the weather's going to be absolutely spectacular. You better get booked up quick if you're going, if you don't have a private boat. And if you have a private boat, make sure that you know where to go. Check
yes.
out Fish Dope or check out Dave's website.
Yeah, fishdope.com has the info. I know you talk to them every day. Danny and the boys over there just do such a phenomenal job. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. And, of course, for those how-tos from Captain Dave, how do we find you?
Well, gang, that's super important, and Art will tell you, all the guys that run sport boats, you want to become a member of my website so you do not have to follow those guys around all day. That's what I preach. Stop fishing for boats and start fishing for fish. It'll change what you catch. Go to yoursaltwaterguide.com, go to Fish Dope, get as much information as you can on your private boat, and then go out there and try to be successful.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate that, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, guys, thanks for letting me be on the show. I'm going to kick back and listen to Art now. Bye.
All right.
See you, Dave. Hey, I want to remind you, Anza Knives sponsoring that report, handcrafting the knives in the USA for over three decades. Check out the Fish Pro Series and the custom bluefin and yellowfin from Anza Knives, made from high-carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and they're easy to sharpen. Anza Knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Anza also offers knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check AnzaKnives.com for more details and get the Fish Pro Series available at Fisherman's Process.
And don't forget, next weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, June 4th, 5th, and 6th, Donnie and Heidi from Anza Knives will be at the Crossroads of West Gun Show at the Orange County Fairgrounds. So you want to be sure to go check out Don and Heidi. They'll have some great deals on all the Anza Knives for you at that Crossroads of the West next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Check
That's
it
sweet.
Out.
All right, well, we're going to have some fun. Let's jump back into the phones. And this time, we're going to talk to Daniel calling us from Rancho Cucamonga. Good morning, Daniel. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys.
Go, Daniel.
Hey, I have a question. Like... Hey, I just got a hold of Attack 25. My question to you guys is, do I fill my reel all the way to the top with braid, or do I leave space for some top shot?
I would leave space for a top shot myself, you know. We've talked about this multiple times before. You know, you want at least 100 feet of mono on there, so there's a little stretch involved. It's a little easier on the body, and there's a little bit of stretch involved. So I wouldn't fill it all the way to the top. I would leave some room for a top shot, whatever size top shot you, and that gives you flexibility. You know, if you have straight braid, and you know, it's okay to do that with flat fall lures, but if you're fishing with a live bait or a sinker rig or something like that, then, you know, you want to have the ability to put a top shot on there. And then, you know, you can change that. You can put 60 on, or you can put 80 on, or you can put 100 on, and then that gives you more flexibility, you know, if that's the only big two-speed reel that you have.
And here's the other thing, too, is if you load it with Power Pro Hollow Ace and you decide to put more Power Pro on it, you can just splice it in, right, Rick?
Sure. Yeah, that's a beauty of hollow.
Yeah.
I like what Art was saying. That a lot of them I've been setting up lately, because a lot of this big fish that we're doing is that, sinker rigging and flat falling, and it all goes back, like Art was saying, the boys were telling you, you know, make sure the guys mark their spectrum before they come out. I've really been liking to put a 100-foot top shot on there. It's just a great gauge. Even if you... We will often, if a guy's flat falling, we'll often do that too. You know, we'll Sharpie mark it every, you know, 100 feet or so. But even if you don't do that, having a 100-foot top shot gives you a good gauge. All right, well, as soon as my mono's off, I know that's 100 feet and whatever. You can you can do some quick cowboy math and say it took me five seconds for this amount of line to come off. I'm going to do that two or three more times, and that'll get me relatively there. So 100 feet is a good amount that allows you some stretch, gives you an idea of where you're at, gives you an idea for the line to come off the reel. That's been my favorite as of late, especially on a TAC 20 or a TAC 25. Still leaves a lot of spectra on the reel, so you don't got to worry about capacity, but still plenty of stretch to make a cast and fish a bait and fish around all the guys next to you with mono, and then when you hook a big one, the line starts coming off the reel, then you're into your spectra.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
So why don't we go to a text, because we had a great text come through. This was a question for Art. Does the searcher fly the kite to catch tuna? And if so, how many kites or balloons do you guys fly at once? And how does the angler rotation work?
Yes, we do fly a kite. And, you know, it's pretty much it's a random thing as far as the kite is concerned. You know, we used to do it a little bit more structured, but now it's just better to do a random thing. So we get, you know, 1 through 17 if you're on one of those ultra-limited load, you know, tag numbers, and we put them in a hat, and we draw a number out of the hat, and that's who's up on the kite. So that's how we do the rotation. And, you know, typically we're just putting one kite out, you know, that way, you know, with staffing and, you know, once you hook a fish, you have to have crew to watch, and and if you have multiple crew members watching fish, then you have one guy operating the kite and operating the bait, and so it's a little less chaotic if you just have one kite up. Now, of course, we have the ability to put more up, but you know, we kind of want to.
It gets pretty crazy.
It can get pretty crazy, and you know, it's one of those things where once we have fish hooked, we want to focus on the fish that are on the end of the line and make sure that we're there to help you. So one kite at a time is what we generally do.
All right. Very good. Thanks a lot for the call.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got more of your phone calls. We've got more catch reports. We got all kinds of great stuff coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on that Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090.
It's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The perfect rod to handle the toughest fish is Shimano Terramar. The secret? TC4 blank construction with Tech Tape outer wrap to shield the fibers from the impact damage. Make sure to match your Shimano Terramar rod with a Shimano Tranks 500. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide the Shimano Tranks massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hard-working crew will maximize your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day, full-day, and open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Hey anglers, AFGOPRO Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFGO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFGO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you, or learn more at AFGO.com.
For your next trip, who needs travel insurance? You do. This is Bob Dawson from Dawson & Associates Insurance Services. We guarantee the lowest prices on all travel insurance plans with 6 companies and 122 different policies. These plans will include trip cancellation insurance, medical, medevac, baggage loss, and rental car coverage. Please call me at area code 619-990-3068 or visit us at safariglobaltravel.com.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charter is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. Check out islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. So much great fish info going on today. This is great.
Yeah, we have Bill on the line. Good morning, Bill.
Egan from Western Outdoor News. How are you guys?
Okay. Hey, Bill Hagan. Good morning. Great to hear from you. Yeah, so big tournament time, right?
Yeah, it's been a crazy season. I've had 5 tournaments in the last 6 weeks, and looking forward to our California Yellowtail Jackpot coming up June 12th at the San Diego Marlin Club. It's going to be an awesome event.
Yeah. Well, so tell us about it.
Well, it's our inaugural Yellowtail Jackpot. We did our first annual tuna jackpot last year and had some great success. And with all the great fishing, we figured why not put on an awesome event here in June. It's June 12th out of the San Diego Marlin Club. There's basically $20,000 up for grab for the first top 3 teams.
Wow.
It's a 3-fish limit. So each any team that brings the three biggest yellowtail in on Saturday the 12th will be winning a Suzuki DF-140 worth about $14,000 for first place.
Holy
mackerel. Second place will be getting $4,000, and third will be getting $2,000 based on 50 boats. We've got awesome sponsors. If you sign up by the 4th, your team is eligible to win a $1,000 Furuno unit. We got Global Fishmouth, Seaguar, Penn, Berkeley, CCA's involved, Frog Togs, Gamagatsu, Hook, and Costa. Lots of options. There's a 250, 500, 1,000, 2,000 option on the yellowtail for the single biggest yellowtail. And we also have a tuna option for 250, 500, 1,000. So it's teams of four up to six for $400 general entry for a team of four. If you want to have five or six, it's just an additional $100 each for those fifth and sixth anglers. But it's going to be an awesome event. Everybody's going to be checking in Friday, June 11th, at Angler's Choice between 1 and 7. Once everybody's checked in, they can leave anytime they like Friday night or early Saturday morning. Lines in at 4, lines out at 4 p.m., and weigh-ins at the San Diego Marlin between 5 and 7. It's going to be awesome.
One-day event, and it's all about yellowtail, but there are options for the tuna then, huh?
Yeah, so with both fish biting right now, it is a yellowtail tournament, but there is tuna optionals for those guys that want to chase them, because we know the yellows are underneath the patties right around these bluefin right now. I was out just the other day. We did about 70 miles on Friday around the 9-mile bank. Didn't see a whole lot, but did hook a couple yellowtails. But then in August, we've got our California tuna jackpot, August 14th and 15th, which is actually a two-day event. So you leave Friday night, you fish all day Saturday, and then you come and weigh in on Sunday. So that's June 14th and 15th, August 14th and 15th. But the California Yellowtail, sponsored by Suzuki, is June 12th. Again, $14,000 Suzuki motor up in first place for the three heaviest yellowtail brought in that day.
Wow. And for $100 a guy for a team of four, what a great deal. And I know you guys always have great swag and great events. So you really put on a super event. How does one get into this, Bill?
Well, you can go to our website, wonews.com, click on our events page. You'll see all the different events we do. Click on the California Yellowtail logo there, which will give you all the details. You can sign up right online. If you get your team entry in by the 4th, you'll qualify for that Furuno giveaway. And then everybody needs to either come down to Angler's Choice on Friday to do the options or take care of the options ahead of time. If the teams register early enough, we can get their wristbands mailed to them so they don't even need to register on Friday if they want to do everything in advance.
Sweet.
So
cool.
Either,
great tournament.
Yeah, give us a call at 949-366-0248 or go online at wonews.com. Again, for the California Yellowtail Jackpot, June 12th, over $20,000 up for grab based on 50 boats. And then the California Tuna Jackpot in August 14th and 15th. It's going to be awesome.
Great. Billy Egan from Western Outdoor News. Hey, great partners with Let's Talk Hookup, and we sure appreciate what you do for anglers out there every week with Western Outdoor News. Of course, printed every other week and then online every other week. It's really a great thing you're doing for anglers, and these tournaments are fantastic. Take part in them and support the company. So thanks, Bill. Appreciate the info, and keep us posted on how things are going.
You got it. And one last thing, both of our events benefit Make-A-Wish Foundation. So get involved. Some of the options get paid to them. It's a great organization to be involved with, both CCA and Make-A-Wish.
Yeah,
great job, Billy. That's awesome.
All right. Thanks, Bill. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care, guys. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, the phones are packed up. Everybody's excited to talk to Art. Let's go to Chuck, calling us from Long Beach this morning. Hi, Chuck. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Hope everyone's having a good Sunday.
Yeah,
for sure.
Great.
So you kind of covered a little bit, Art, that you like putting a little bit of mono on top of the reel. What kind of connections are you going to use for, say, if you want to put some fluorocarbon to that mono?
Fluorocarbon to mono is, a surgeon's knot is probably, you know, the quickest. It's a strong knot. It's
how
easy
many
to tie.
How many turns?
Three.
Three, okay.
Three for me.
All right.
That's what I'm doing. How many do you do, Pete?
If I'm connecting the mono to fluorocarbon, I use a back-to-back uni.
Back-to-back uni. That was going to be my second knot. Yeah.
But
they're both
but
simple.
Surgeon knot works great, right?
Yeah. They're both strong and easy to tie. And
what do you use, Rick?
I a back-to-back uni a lot, but if I'm tying bigger lines, I'll often tie an Albright.
Okay.
Just another good line-to-line one, I think. You know, just a knot that you're confident in tying correctly. There's lots of ways to get it done. All three of those knots, as long as they're tied right, obviously hold just fine.
Agreed.
So, you know,
yeah.
pick one, practice it, you know, watch a couple of YouTube videos, and then when you're done, you know, and you know you got it down, tie the thing off to the trailer hitch to the truck and really heave on the thing, and once you know that you can tie it, all good.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, we have a YouTube channel, Search for Sport Fishing, and so there's a lot of choices there, tips and connections and that sort of thing. So you can go on Search for Sport Fishing YouTube channel and you can see how it's done.
Yeah, that's always cool because you have the crew of the searcher doing it. You know, if you're looking for a line connection, it might be Norm from Iserline, or it's an expert crew or another expert in the field that rides the boat or whatever. There's some really good info that have come out of the you know, different YouTube videos and things like that. I know both on Let's Talk Hookup and on the Searcher.
Right. And Art, what's your favorite connection for the hook?
For the hook.
Hook to line, whether it be fluorocarbon or mono.
Well, you know, San Diego jam knot is probably, you know, the simplest, the strongest.
Totally.
Easy to tie. Yeah. And that is, you know, 40-pound line and up for me.
Right.
And if it's 40-pound line or less, then I'm just tying an improved clinch knot.
Oh, really? Okay.
And, you know, I've been tying that for over 50 years now. So it works fast. It's easy to teach somebody how to do it. And so that's what I tie.
All right. Good stuff.
Yeah.
And the most important thing, like Ricky said, learn to do it and do it over and over again and master it.
It doesn't matter how fancy your knot is. If you tie it wrong, it's going to fail every time. You know what I mean? A very simple knot tied correctly is usually going to work, and a very fancy one tied wrong is probably going to fail.
Yeah, and pull on it, right?
Totally. Yeah.
Test that knot. Put it on something and yank.
If you're direct to that thing, maybe a dowel or something, you're going to more than likely be able to apply a lot more pressure than you would be able to apply with the bend of a fishing rod and drag coming off the reel. Like, you're usually going to be able to produce the failure if you pull on it hard enough.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, good question. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. A great text here. Please, this is from Phil Castillo, and he says, Art, discuss the 2.5-day trips and what anglers can expect. He was on one a few weeks back, and Mike and Armando were amazing, and he's back on one on Monday night. Now, this is an example. 1 week from Tuesday, you actually have spots available on this limited load 17-passenger searcher trip on the searchers. So what can they expect on that? What's kind of the game planned on a trip like that?
Well, you're going to board between 5 and 6. Generally, we already have bait aboard, so you're leaving the dock and you're going straight out to the fishing grounds. You know, depending upon how far we have to go, whether it's, you know, 25 to 50 miles will determine when you get out to the grounds. And you're going to fish that night. So
that's awesome.
You're getting on the boat, and we're encouraging everybody, you know, there'll be a seminar on the way out on how to rig, and then the crew's available to make sure that everybody's ready to go. You know, I know everybody's excited and ready to go, but boy, get some rest.
Yeah.
Take a nap on the way out. Get some fuel, get dinner, and then make sure that you're rigged up so that when the throttles pull back and the guys come on the PA and say, okay, it's time to get up, you know, you've had a little rest and you've got fuel and you're ready to go. So we're fishing, you know, that trip's going to leave on a Tuesday night. So you're fishing Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday, and part of Thursday night.
Wow.
And then you're traveling overnight, arriving on Friday. So
Friday
it's
morning.
Wow, a lot of fishing time.
What a great opportunity right now for somebody to go on a trip and just maximize
your
fishing
time. Yeah, I
mean,
there's fish of a lifetime out there. Oh, you know? I mean, yesterday somebody caught his personal best. It was a 181-pounder. 181-pounder. You know, I mean.
Yeah, mark my words. That trip 1 week from Tuesday that's available on the circuit for 2.5 day limited load, it's not going to last. So if you're thinking about it,
we've already added a spot. So
it's going to happen.
Right. Fishermanslanding.com. You can go online.
Oh, you can book it right there?
Right.
Okay. Yep. Or searchersportfishing.com.
Well, Fisherman's Landing is booking that trip.
Okay.
All right. If you have any questions.
You can forward through that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
If you go to searchersportfishing.com and you click on book this trip, it'll take you to the Fisherman's Landing.
I'm pretty sure, I'll have to check with Celia.
I know.
On that.
I saw it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. He's thinking
I'm not booking a trip on the searcher.
Well, we're both thinking about it. So
we've got
some slack here.
Yeah. No, that's a great trip.
That's cool.
All right. Hey,
thanks for the call, Phil.
Let's go and jump back
on phones. All right. Phones packed up. If you want to get your shot, there's still time. 213-432-1090. Let's talk to Tom. Call us from Temecula. Good morning, Tom. Welcome to the show.
Morning, guys. Morning, Art.
Morning.
Question, Art. Concerning sinker fishing, I know I've seen some videos on how to rig your sinker, and some of it's like hanging your sinker just kind of straight off above your fluoro to mono connection. My question is that more prone to tangle other lines, and would you prefer that over the inline, which is a more complicated way of fastening your sinker to the line so that it's more in line and doesn't dangle straight down? And then another question related to sinker fishing is there a time when fish are definitely on the surface and you would be disadvantaged by using a sinker rig?
Well, your first question is I prefer just the rubber band rather than the inline. You're right. The inline is more complicated and difficult to tie and takes more time. But, the sinker, the torpedo sinker, just hanging from a rubber band, and you're absolutely correct that if you put it just above your fluorocarbon connection, then, it doesn't slide down to the hook. So that would be the preferred way that I would do it, and that's the way that we recommend that you do it. And then, the crew and the captain is your best source of information about when to take the sinker off. During the daytime, you might have both rigs ready to go. You know, if the crew's up on the bait tank and they're throwing some baits over the side, and we're on a school of fish and they're boiling on the surface and everybody's excited and yelling about seeing fish on the surface, then that's an indication that you don't want to use a sinker rig. You know, you want to be fly line and a bait. But, just because there's some on the surface doesn't mean there isn't any down deep. So I think that, you could go either way. I think that it's, it's something that is you should have be prepared to do both, and you can focus on just fishing with a sinker rig and not even worry about fly lining. It's one of those things where pay attention to the information that's coming out from the crew at the time when you get stopped, and that's my best advice.
That's your best advice. Okay,
that's good advice.
Very good advice. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate that very much. A nice text, not related to what we're talking about here on the searcher, but this is in relation to our Rancho Leonero tournament next weekend. And Kim from San Marcos asked, "What color hoochies do we recommend bringing to the ranch?" And that's a good question. Ricky, you have a thought on that?
Man, I'm a purple and black, green and black.
I like red and white.
There you go. Yeah.
It's red and white and blue and white. Yeah, my two favorites. You put that egg sinker in the head.
Yeah.
And some fluorocarbon. Make sure you bring some Seaguar fluorocarbon leader, depending on the size of the fish, 40, 50, 60 pound.
And I'm just going to throw one, even though I know hoochie color was her question, but you got to have a cedar plug. too. Like, cedar that would be the one plug, thing that I would say. Trolling up a yellowfin, it's pretty hard to beat that cedar plug.
Gotta have
especially in Baja.
Yeah, for sure. So Hoochie's and cedar plugs, and good luck in the tournament.
Yeah, we'll see you down there.
And win that $3,000. And I think you know, yesterday we had one of our people asking that was going on the trip. I think it was Dave, maybe, or one of the other people that was actually going on the tournament. What's it going? Oh, Harry was asking, what's it going to take?
Strategy?
What's the tournament strategy? What are you going to take? Well, with that tuna offshore, I'd say go chase the tuna.
I think so too.
That's going to be your number one, and then throw out the marlin lures on between Cohen and Cummins, and maybe you'll catch a 40-pound dorado between there and back.
Yeah, I think that's a good call. When that tuna's available, like you said, you hit it best, and I didn't think about that. Is you have to, you'll have fish, but you also are fishing within the limits of Mexico. And limits meaning you can have five tuna, you can only have two dorados.
Yeah, you're
right. That's the best way to stack up some weight. But we've seen it won all ways. We've seen it won with bottom fish fishing before,
you know,
guys catching big pargos. And it's been won with, you know, roosterfish release. It's been it's been all kinds of things.
This year, a little different, though. The release categories aren't worth as much as value-wise.
They're a separate category
this year just because of the money.
Sure.
Yeah. But money kind of changes a lot of things.
Yeah, sure. But I just mean more so in that it has been won always.
Always.
You know, you can strategize one thing, and sometimes the fish dictate another.
And you can still win a couple hundred bucks by releasing rooster fish and marlin, too.
Yeah.
So what's wrong with that?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phone.
How about John up in Long Beach up next here on Let's Talk Hook Up? Hi, John. Good morning.
Good morning, John. Great show as usual. And I've fished on the Searcher quite a few times over the years, and I love your boat. And also, someone had mentioned, Art, your YouTube channel, and I really love that. There's a lot of really valuable information on there. And I'd like to say anyone who's never been on there, you should check it out.
Thank you, John.
Yeah, I totally agree.
And also, one other quick question. Are you going to get any Guadalupe permits this year, or do you know yet?
We have a Guadalupe permit, yes.
Great.
You know, it's dependent upon regulations, reserves, that sort of thing. We haven't made a big splash announcement about that yet. We're still waiting on final word as to whether or not we're going to have access to the reserve. And so the longer trips in the fall, it could be an option. So we're still finalizing all that.
All right, great. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, jumping right back in, and let's talk to Mike. Mike calling from Rosemead this morning. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning. Art, on these turnaround trips that are like you come in and then get food and supplies and then go back out the same night, and you're talking about how good the bait is, do you ever just save the bait and continue fishing with the previous trip's bait? I know you go to the bait receiver and get more bait, but do you ever save the bait, or do you just dump it on each trip?
No, we save that and cure it out, and, you know, it's like a little nest egg, you know. I mean, Irvingham does a fantastic job. We are so lucky to have those guys working their tails off for us, but, you know, it's fishing. Bait fishing is fishing, and conditions change, and so, you know, we're always stockpiling cured bait on board, so we do not dump bait unless it's, you know, maybe it's weak and we know for sure that it's not going to make it, then we might dump it. But no, we're, you know, some of those, you know, the last four or five scoops that's in the tank that you can't catch, we're saving that.
Heck yeah.
And we're adding that to another tank, and we're curing bait out. So absolutely, we're saving bait, and
it cures nicely in the slammer there, huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah, on the bait tank. You
guys, absolutely.
You treat it really well. Do you have to feed it?
One of our techs that we had was a question about saving bait and if it needed to be fed.
We do feed it. You know, you can use cornmeal, or, you know, we're gilling and gutting those big fish, and so there's plenty of blood on the deck that gets washed down into those slammers, and that is, food for that sardine down there. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're feeding it and we're saving it. And, you know, there's going to be a time when, you know, the EBCO goes out there and they miss.
Yeah.
And so you get to the bait receiver, and the trip before, you got three beautiful lids of cured sardine that was 5 days old, and then you get out there and you're going to get one lid, and it's marginal, and you go, okay, well, I'm glad I saved bait for the last 2 weeks, because now I have enough bait for my customers to fish on that trip. So
yeah.
And we're lucky enough to have an Everingham Brothers where you know if they missed, it's just because, you know, I mean, those guys are so good that when, you know, when it's fishing, you nail it best. When things happen, they happen, and we're lucky to have those
guys.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's gotten $100 in Searcher Bucks. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer. A world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon. King, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at Katmai.com. That's K-A-T-M-A-I.com. Katmai.com.
Become to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limit, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full-day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. What a great show, great time, and a great prize. $100 in Searcher Bucks is going to Roger in Fullerton. Roger, congratulations. You are going to love going fishing with Art and Mike and Armando, the whole crew. It's just a great time. Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations. And Cap Mark Taylor, again, Searcher Bucks, buy them up and use them on trips or anything on Searcher related.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Hey, a quick shout out to Rick and everybody at Fisherman's Landing Tackle. They help us with those YouTube videos, and they do Tackle Tip Thursdays and everything. And the support that Fisherman's Landing Tackle provides for the searcher is unparalleled. And so we just want to thank Rick and the guys for all their support and all their help that they provide for us.
Yeah, no, they do a great job. And you guys do a great job keeping things together and informing anglers on what's going on and working.
Yeah, we feel the same way. The info that comes from the searcher for us is invaluable to get to provide to our customers. So, yeah, trust me, the feeling is very mutual.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, somebody wants to go on the searcher. How do we do it?
SearcherSportFishing.com, Fisherman'sLanding.com, 619-226-2403. Talk to Celia or Aaron in the office, and we'll get you out there.
Okay, remember, I told you, jump on that one 1 week from Tuesday, 2.5-day limited load. It's an awesome opportunity. It's going to go away fast, so jump on it when you can. And I want to thank JP, our new guy,
great job,
on the phones and on the board there back at Sports Grid. Sure appreciate all his help. And, of course, Adam, our main man on the app. Thanks to Adam. And we'll be back next Saturday and Sunday.